branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me. Welcome to the dog days of summer. Wow, shaping up to be a hot one, isn't it? At least here in Texas. Hello, my name is Jay Arrett. My company is The Marketing Spot. I'm a marketing coach and consultant based out of Waco, Texas. My website is themarketingspot.com. Got a good show for you today. Online video is our topic. It's something that a lot of businesses think about and want to do, but don't always pull the trigger. We're going to give you some tips on how you can get started today. Our guest is Steve Garfield. He's written a book called Get Seen, Online Video Secrets to Building Your Business. And we'll get with Steve here in just a little bit. First, a couple of notes on the show and the future of this podcast. Going to be a few changes, not in the show itself, at least not right now, but previously, when I release a podcast, it gets sent over iTunes, and I know many of you listen to it on iTunes or from Podomatic, but I also post it on my blog at the Marketing Spot blog. In the future, this is the last show that's going to be posted on the blog. So I do have a dedicated website set up for this podcast. You might go there this week and it'll be under construction, but it is powertothesmallbusiness.com. That's powertothesmallbusiness.com. After this episode, I will only be posting show notes on Podomatic and powertothesmallbusiness.com. So if you're listening to this show via the Marketing Spot blog, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to change your listening habits. And I've got some reasons for that. Not ready to announce those yet, but those will be coming this summer. Of course, you can make it easy on yourself. You can just subscribe in iTunes. Go to iTunes and search for Power to the Small Business. And there you can just subscribe and the episodes will be sent to you whenever you fire up iTunes and there's a new episode. Of course, you can also go to the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/themarketingspot. And on Twitter, I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/themarketingguy. I'm the marketing guy on Twitter. Also want to invite you to my next free webinar, part of the Marketing Spot free webinar series this year. This one is on the customer experience, how to design a remarkable online, offline customer experience. I'm going to show you how you can use the customer experience map to map out a remarkable customer experience that gets you loyalty and inspires word of mouth. Now, we're going to also make this about your website, too. I've invited Cam Beck. He's an experience designer, a website experience designer for Click Here. And he'll be joining us on the webinar to show you how to design an experience into your website. Going to be a very insightful webinar, I think. So I hope you'll join us. I'll have a link to register in the show notes. But if you'd like to go there right now, it's budurl.com. budurl.com/CEWebinar. budurl.com/CEWebinar. And one of those things that you can put on your website to heighten the experience of it is video. So let's talk about online video. Let's see how you can get seen with some online video secrets. And let's talk to Steve Garfield. And now we do go to the Skype line where we have Steve Garfield. He is author of the book Get Seen and founder of Boston Media Makers. Hey, Steve, welcome to the big show.
Hey, Jay, thanks for bringing me in on the Skype line. I love that.
Skype is cool. It's probably that and LogMeIn are two of my most critical tools, I think, that I use.
Yeah, Skype is pretty awesome. I actually just found out a cool tip on Skype. You probably know it, that you can share your desktop.
Yeah, I've tried that. It hasn't worked that well for me. The resolution, at least when I do it, is not that great. So I've been trying to use other things to share desktop. Well, Steve Garfield has written a book that's getting quite a bit of publicity, lots of reviews on Amazon already, Get Seen, and we'll get to the book a little bit later, but it is about online video, and Steve is an online video expert, I guess, or you wouldn't have written the book, right?
Exactly. I got to get all that knowledge out there to share is the bottom line.
Well, you are sharing it, and we appreciate you being on the podcast here today, too. And so let's just get into this online video. What I found in dealing with small business owners is one of the biggest deterrents for doing online video is that they just don't know how to do it. It's not something they are used to doing, and so they feel like they might not be good at it. They don't have the confidence to do online video. What can you say to the business owner, the entrepreneur who wants to do online video, but they're a little bit hesitant to do it?
Right. So really what they need is the knowledge and the experience. And then once you gain the knowledge of how to use the tools and then the experience with using the tools, then they'll be doing all kinds of videos. So that's really what the book is all about. What kind of cameras to use? How do you record? Where do you put it? A lot of the training or the things people read about putting video online sounds so complicated. And, you know, it ends up, you know, people see articles that say you should get a high-end camera and all this editing equipment. And actually, that's where I started using higher-end equipment and Final Cut Pro and, you know, things that cost a lot. But over time, what's happened is a lot of the cameras have gotten a lot less expensive and the tools have become so, so easy. So that's where I suggest people should start with low-cost tools and easy-to-use, you know, applications to get video online.
Yeah, I remember when I first started doing video, I got Adobe Premiere Pro, and like, and it's like, what, you know, that is like, you need like a couple semesters of college to use that program. And so now, you know, I've downgraded a little bit, but maybe that's a good place to start here, Steve, is let's talk about the basic equipment needs and necessities for doing video. Get us started.
Okay, so the simple answer is I'll ask a person, you know, hey, what kind of cameras do you have already? Like, you know, do you have a webcam? Mm-hmm. A lot of people just automatically have a webcam on their laptop. Or even more basic than that, they have, you know, digital still cameras. And I'll have them, like, pull it out of their bag and say, let me take a look at that. Oh, look, there's a little movie camera on there. Did you know your camera can also shoot movies? And a lot of times people don't know that. And there's one person locally here that I mentioned in the book, we had that exact experience. I said, here, look it, let's shoot a movie. And we did. And she's like, whoa, let me, you know, go home and try this. And, you know, off she went. So the basic story is to get started, you really just only need like a webcam that you might already have on your computer, a digital still camera. And if you don't have a webcam, they're very inexpensive. You can just go out and get one of those.
Yeah, you could go to Best Buy and get one for, what, $20 or $30?
Right,
and get
exactly.
started.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the basic way to start and just to get comfortable with it. Cameras, what other stuff you need?
Once you shoot this video, you think, okay, you know, where am I going to put it? So the first thing you would think about is probably YouTube, because that is the biggest place out there for online video. So there are really two ways to put video on YouTube. One is to capture your video and put it on your computer, and then go over to YouTube and click a button that says upload video, and you've put your video on YouTube. And the other way that a lot of people don't know about is when you go to video YouTube and you click on video, you can click on a link that says record live from a webcam. So you could click the button, start recording, you know, record your video, and then click stop. And when you're satisfied with it, you just say, you know, publish. Two really quick and easy ways to get started with YouTube.
Yeah, literally, somebody could pause this podcast right now, log on to YouTube, and within about 5 minutes, they could have their own video on YouTube.
Exactly. And the benefit for this whole recording thing for people, you know, some people might not be comfortable with recording themselves or just have no experience doing it. They can record their video and then hit stop, and then you can just hit the play button and look at it and see what it looks like. And you can say, okay, let me, you know, do this over. And you could do it over and over and over again. Another person who read the book, and they actually recorded a video testimonial and put it up on YouTube, they emailed me and told me they did it. They said they recorded that video 20 times. Just, you know, it didn't matter. They could just record it, delete it, record it. And I'm not saying everybody would have to record it 20 times, but he wanted it to be all perfect. And that's another thing. This stuff doesn't have to be perfect, because, you know, the keywords are authentic and real. When we're when I'm talking about online video.
That's 101. Just use your webcam or go straight to YouTube and record directly. Let's say I get comfortable with that, and now I want to go to the next step, the sophomore version of video production, and get into cameras and stuff like that. What do you need when you get past that initial dipping your toe in the water phase of video? What's next?
Right. So the next part is thinking, okay, you've got this video down, you're kind of liking it, you want to get a video camera. So, you know, you can think about what kind of camera you would want to get. You've probably heard of the flip camera, which is one of the most popular little pocket HD video cameras. And that is so successful in the market is because they really stripped it of all the features. And all you basically do, you know, you've seen it, and it has this one big red button on it. So in order to shoot video with the flip camera, and these are HD quality now, you press the red button to record. Record your video and press the red button to stop, and you've shot a very good HD quality video. So the flip camera is really great starting point if you want to do HD video. And some tips for shooting with the flip camera with HD, if you're doing it handheld, when you move your hand, and if you're kind of shaky with it or not holding your hand steady, that shows up in the HD video. So you want to hold the camera steady. So one way of doing that is holding the camera with two hands and then putting your elbows up against your body to form like a V, an upside down V, to make it like a tripod. Or if you're on a table, you can put your hands on a table. Another thing I suggest is holding the camera up against something that's steady nearby, like a pole or a door, and you hold it right up to that, and it's going to be totally steady. Another thing you can do is just get a tripod and put it on a tripod. And so with that, you screw the camera on top of a tripod, and then you hit record, and you let go. And then you're going to have rock-solid video with the flip camera.
Okay, what about audio too, Steve? Because, you know, then you'll start shooting from the flip, and you'll say, well, you know, I'm shooting outside, that audio seems a little weird, or now I'm in my office, and it sounds a little hollow, things you didn't think about before. What about audio on video?
You know, you say the video will sound hollow, people are going to be like, what the heck does that mean? You know, that really doesn't even mean anything to me. With the flip video, and you're standing in front of someone and shooting them, kind of like if we were interviewing each other, standing in front of each other, that video, that audio quality, me standing in front together with you, is going to be fine. And it's really, people really don't need to be overly concerned with audio quality. If you're just standing with someone doing an interview, that audio is really going to be very, very, very good. Now, if like the thing about you buy a camera, then you want the best and the next and the better and all that, the next model up that you could look at for an HD video camera is the Kodak ZI-8. Mm-hmm. And they gave me one to evaluate. And that one has a microphone jack in it. So with that one, you can plug a microphone in, and then you can hold that up to the person you're interviewing back and forth, or you can get a little clip-on mic that you can clip onto yourself when you're doing video, and that takes away the hollow or the echo sound that you might get sometimes in a room, or it will pinpoint the sound at the speaker. Like if you're in a noisy environment, there's all kinds of noise happening around, and you have the handheld mic hooked up to a camera like the ZI-8, and you point the microphone directly at the person who's speaking, you know, you'll get a lot clearer audio. So a HD video camera with the ability to plug in a microphone will allow you to get much better sound. But I still don't want to discount the onboard microphone that you have on the Flip or even the Kodak ZI-8, because I've done a lot of recording with these cameras without a microphone, and it's actually very good.
We're talking with Steve Garfield. He's the author of Get Seen, Online Video Secrets to Building Your Business. I hear you keeping it real basic. That's your advice so far. Do we need then stuff like lighting and editing software? When does that come in, or is it even necessary?
So it's not really necessary. In the book, I have step-by-step guidelines that show people how to do this. Now, when we get to thinking about advanced features, I also go over that too. So I have a whole chapter on microphones, and then I have a whole chapter on lighting and a whole chapter on editing. So for lighting, it's the same thing with audio. When you go around and shoot video, it looks great to you, you know, and everything's perfect. But then when you add additional light and you compare the video that's a little better lit than one without lighting, you're like, oh, look at that. If I add light, my videos look better. So one thing that I do when I'm shooting videos is I look for the light. And this doesn't have to be an artificial light. So if we were doing a video right now, like in my house, I would see where the sun is coming in the window, and I'd say, let's just move over towards the window, mm-hmm. and we'll get the light on you better. Or I say, why don't we go outside? And then it's beautiful and really nice light there. Or maybe I'll get a lamp, you know, that I have and pull it over and kind of shine it on you to get more lighting. So, you know, I've been doing this so long, when I'm about to shoot, I'll just look around and look for the light and just move over to where the light is. So that's a natural thing that I do. Another thing I do is I have an LED light. And these are a new type of light, which, like the old lights had these bulbs and they got really hot, and I had to bring a pair of gloves around with me, because when I was done with my shoot, I had to like take it apart, and it was really, really just could burn you. But now there are a lot of different LED lights, which throw off no heat. And I have a light kit that I bring around that's a nice LED light. And those can either go on top of the camera, or you can have a bracket that holds both the LED light and the camera, or you can have the LED light on a little stand. And those really do improve the look and quality of your videos. Now, the next thing you mentioned was editing. So let's just go back to that entry-level camera we were talking about, the flip camera. Mm-hmm. That one's really cool because it comes with software that you can run on either a Mac or a PC, and it's called FlipShare software. And that's really, really basic, easy, so easy to use. You plug your flip camera into your computer, and then you open up the video you just did, and you can very easily clip off like the front that wasn't any good, or clip off the end, and then you can add a title with text, and you can add credits, and it's so those are the kind of things that you might want to do as you get advanced. You're saying, okay, let me put a title on here, and I always recommend that you put your URL so people can go back to your website, because these videos can be shared, and you always want to give people a way back. And then from within the FlipShare software, it's really cool because you can give that software your YouTube or Facebook username and password, and then click publish, and it puts the video right on YouTube or Facebook or, you know, any third-party site, or you can save it and put it on your own site. So the FlipShare software is really, really easy software. It works on a Mac or a PC. And the software I use right now, and I have a Mac, is iMovie 09. And that's the Macintosh video editing software. It's really easy to use, really great.
Yeah, I've got a client who does a lot of online video on their website, and they use FlipShare. That's what they use. He'll shoot it in the flip. He'll pull it up on his computer, edit it in FlipShare, and use that publish to YouTube button just like you just mentioned.
Yeah, really, it makes easy it for him. So, so easy. And for the PC, the tried and true free software over there is Windows Movie Maker, but with Windows 7, they've come out with a brand new Windows Movie Maker Live. It's on the Microsoft website. You can get it for free. And it's really a lot like iMovie, very vast improvement on the old Movie Maker, and I think they even just came out with another new release just this past week or so.
We've talked a lot about equipment, but let's say I'm ready to do some video. What do I put on my video? I mean, it's great to just say, okay, I'm going to do video. What goes in the video?
Exactly. So you could just stop and say, okay, what's the goal here? What is my goal for doing this video? And so there can be just 100 different answers to that question. One might be, you just want to have website visitors get to know who you are. Like, they go to your website, and then you could do an introductory video. Hey, everybody, thanks for coming to my website. I'm Steve Garfield from stevegarfield.com. I do video production. I do training classes. And, you know, thanks for coming. Check the site out and, you know, give me a call if you need anything. So it's kind of like just to get a face and a personality behind your website, make it more personal. And one of my clients is a local city councilor here in Boston, John Tobin. And we use video a lot on his website. We think he's the first U.S. politician to ever use video on a website. That's because, you know, I met him and I'm a friend of his. I'm like, hey, you should be using video. This was like years ago. And when it comes up to campaign time and voting time, a lot of people like wait to the last minute to make decisions, and we see a spike in the website visitors. And we did a 9-part series, each day a new video, him talking about different issues. Wow. And when you went to the opponent's website, it was just text on a web page. And people really could get a feel for who he was and what he was like and his stand on all the issues. And I think that really, really helped. So it's a good introduction to a person or you or your company. Another company I worked with interviewed, I did like 30, 40 interviews, different people in the company, and they all came on and they introduced themselves. And then they talked about the different things that they did in the company and gave advice and gave tips and how-tos. So when you go to that website, you get to see all the people in the company and you get to learn some things and see who you might be working with. So it gives you an inside look at, oh, these guys seem like they might be cool to work with. So it's kind of giving you a behind the scenes, get to know the people who work, you know, with the company. And another way is if you have a company that sells products, Zappos, and they're the shoe company, they're like the number one example of being very successful with doing videos of products. They've seen a click-through or conversion rate increase of up to 60% on people clicking through and buying things just by adding video showing off their products. There's another website called Daily Grommet who has a new product every day. And what they do, they even show you more about the product. They show you, they might have an interview with the creator. Where did the idea from the product come from? Or they might show you how to use the product. So these are things that really help, you know, companies let people see what the products are like. So this, you know, there's a million different ways. Like, just could keep going on and on. Yeah. You could have customer testimonials. Another company I know took like the flip camera and they just mailed them out to their customers and said, hey, can you record, you know, a testimonial and upload it, and keep the camera.
Yeah. Which company is that? I want to be their customer.
Exactly.
Well, I love the example you gave about the politicians, because I've always thought politicians should use more video because it makes them seem so real. That's probably some advice to entrepreneurs too, is making yourself real. Because what I found is, Steve, maybe, you know, we can close it with this, is there are a lot of great videos online, and a lot of the big companies are getting into it now and spending a lot of money on production values for their videos. And so you might say, well, my video, just me talking, that's going to look pretty puny against some of these slickly produced videos. But that's, I don't think that's really a big concern. Maybe you can talk about that.
Oh man, I love that question, because that is the whole, that's the whole point of my book. And it's really great that you said that. It's being authentic and real, and you can do it without all the high production values. And like the perfect example of this just happened, and it's Chevrolet. And you just mentioned it in your sentence, like how they are all slick and, you know, they spend, I can't tell you how many thousands of dollars they would spend to make a Chevrolet commercial, right? Well, I went down to South by Southwest in Austin, and it's an interactive music and film conference, and Chevrolet was down there. And they were giving people rides in their cars, and one of them was the new Chevy, the Volt, the electric car.
Yeah.
And what they did was, after the people got out of the car, they had a little pocket HD video camera, and they hit record, and they says, tell me what you thought about that ride. And then the person said what they felt, like, oh, it went faster than they thought, or, oh, it was really fun to drive. And then they, you know, hit stop on the video. And what they did is they made a video blog separate from Chevrolet.com, and it's Chevrolet.posterous.com. And they put up all these videos on YouTube. And one of the videos was like 5 seconds. And I'd never seen this on a corporate blog before. And you go there, and this is all their like media that they've captured. And you click on this, and the guy's like, oh, hey, I just took this ride. It was really cool. I loved it. Boom. And so they're using this casual video, is what I'm calling it, putting it up there. And they're not even editing it. They're not putting in, you know, titles or credits or music or anything. They're just putting in the real, what they captured. It's like capturing a moment and sharing it, and it's authentic and real. You know, it's okay, because what they're doing is they're setting the expectation for the site visitors. They're like, okay, there's Chevrolet.com, and then over here, There's our video blog is chevrolet.posterous.com, and this is, you know, kind of casual video. So you're setting the expectation, and people go there, and it's authentic and real. And this, if Chevrolet can do it, anyone who's listening to this podcast can do it.
Yeah, give your customers some credit. They're not going to expect you to spend $10,000 to produce a video for your website. Just being you may actually be more impressive to them than the production value of the video.
Yeah, I think so. Totally.
Well, the book Get Seen, Online Video Secrets to Building Your Business. Tell us about it. Why should I buy this book, Steve?
Well, what people have said about the book is that it's like a manual, or it's like a textbook to show you how to put your video online. People cannot believe, for one, how thick it is, and two, how much information is jam-packed in it. You know, a lot of these business books that you read, and I read a lot of them, you know, I read them and then I think, man, there's a lot of words in here. It's just like blah, 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 talk, talk, talk. Well, this book, you know, it has words in it. Well, you know, but it also has examples and step-by-step guides, like I said, exactly how to do it. And I tell stories, too. Stories about, you know, my experience at putting video online. And then there's interviews, too, with people who are successfully putting video online. So I interview these people. People like Chris Perillo and iJustine, and you know, a lot of different people, Gary Vaynerchuk, and what they do with online video. Actually, I have this little example. My favorite thing in the book is a photo of Gary Vaynerchuk, and he does Wine Library TV, mm-hmm. one of the most popular video blogs out there. And he wants to record it's a show about wine, and he wants to do a recording of his show in every major, every football stadium in America. So he came over to Boston, and he did it at Gillette Stadium. And I met him, and I did an interview with him. And then I said, so where's your camera guy? Where's the whole crew and stuff? And the guy's like, oh, I'm the camera guy. So I said, oh, I'm going to follow you out and see what he does. So there's Gary sitting outside at Gillette Stadium, and his guy is holding a flip camera. This is one of the most successful video blogs out there. And there's Gary. He's got the sunlight behind him, which is really wrong. The sun should have been, you know, in front of him, pointed at him. And then there's an air conditioner going on. So the lighting's bad. The sound's bad. The kid's hand-holding a flip camera, not using a tripod, not using a microphone, not using lighting. So every single thing is wrong about that. But in the end, everything is totally right, because the content is him being totally passionate about wine. They record the thing in one take, and then what they do, add a title and credits, and then they put it up, no editing. So that's one little example in the book, and that's kind of what goes, that's the theme of the whole book, is that anybody listening can just pick up the book and learn how to put video online.
All right, great stuff. The book is Get Seen, Online Video Secrets to Building Your Business, from Steve Garfield. Steve, where are you on the web?
I am at stevegarfield.com.
Easy enough. All right, we appreciate you sharing your video knowledge here on Power to the Small Business. That's Steve Garfield, author of the book Get Seen, Online Video Secrets to Building Your Business. And I tell you, I talked to a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of businesses, and they all seem to want to do video, or they're interested in doing video. But typically what I hear, it's too hard. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't find the time. And this brings me to the subject of using your online tools for marketing. What I'm finding is entrepreneurs, small businesses, local businesses do the online tools when they have time. Let me tell you something. These online tools for marketing are a function of your business. You don't do them when you have time. You schedule time to do them just like you would other functions of your business. So if you put up a Facebook page or a website and you say, I'll get to it when I have time, you are shortchanging yourself, and you're shortchanging the people who visit your website or sign up for your Facebook page. It's the same thing with online video. Schedule time in your schedule to do this, or hire somebody. Get a college intern or somebody, hire someone part-time to do this stuff for you. It will be really evident. You'll be able to engage your customers and see a return on your investment. And that includes online video. So few businesses do online video. You will have a distinct advantage if you decide to jump in and start doing some online video. So you got a lot of good tips from Steve Garfield, and you've got a book you can get called Get Seen, Online Video Secrets to Building Your Business. Now, I do some video on my website, on my blog. Here are a couple of my video tips. And I'm going to differ a little bit from Steve on audio because I think audio is very important for video. And of course, I'm an old radio guy, so audio is always going to be important for me. But Steve mentioned the Kodak ZI-8. It has an external mic jack, which means you can buy an external mic, which means you can clip it onto your lapel, a lapel mic, and get some outstanding audio. Once you do audio that way and compare it to the audio you'll get from the Flip or from a camera, even the ZI-8, which you can do without the external audio, you will see a distinct difference. So get a camera that has an external mic jack, and the Kodak ZI-8 is under $200, and you can buy an external mic for about $20 and get some really outstanding audio for your video. The second thing is develop a style for your video. It's okay to occasionally just sit down and talk to the camera, but after a while that gets a little boring and uninteresting. So develop a style, whether that's a teaching style, whether that's an interview style, whether you go at different locations, develop a style for your video that makes it differentiated from the other videos people might see online. Regarding locations, pick a location to do your videos. Don't do it against a blank wall in your office. You can do it outside, you can do it in a conference room, but have some kind of visual in the background. But be careful with motion in the background. You don't want motion in the background. For these lower-end cameras, it's hard for them to pick up the motion. Now, before you video, create an outline of what you're going to say. Don't memorize what you're going to say because you'll spend most of your time on camera trying to figure out what you wrote down on the piece of paper to memorize. So just outline it and speak naturally as you do the video. And finally, keep the video short. 2 minutes is good. Try to do it under 2 minutes. Now, if you've got a tutorial or you're teaching something, maybe you can go a little bit longer, but try to keep it under 2 minutes. YouTube has a 10-minute time limit, but there are other sites such as Vidler.com where you can do longer videos that are based on the file size, but keep it short. Now, remember, the show notes for this episode of the podcast are on the MarketingSpotBlog.com. That's the MarketingSpotBlog.com. That'll be the final time I post this podcast on the Marketing Spot blog. In the future, it's just going to be on PowerToTheSmallBusiness.com. But go there to the Marketing Spot blog, and if you do video already on your blog or your website, why don't you leave a comment with a link to your site so we can see what you're doing and get some examples of how to do video and give those who aren't doing video some confidence to do it. Now, about my audio comment line, I've had an audio comment line since August or September. Since that time, I've had one audio comment. So I am discontinuing the audio comment line, but I'm going to use that number for another reason. And we're going to try this. I'm going to answer your marketing questions with a segment I call Help Me Help You. Yes, it's a takeoff of Jerry Maguire, but Help Me Help You. You've got a marketing question about your business, any marketing question, give me a call on my Help Me Help You line, which is area code 254-433-8529. 254-433-8529. Overseas, it's +1-254-433-8529. We're going to try the Help Me Help You line, and I'll answer your marketing questions. Got a pretty light traveling schedule through the summer. I'll be at the Texas Young CPAs and Emerging Professionals Conference. That's June 25th in Austin, Texas. Then in September, it's the Optimization Summit and the Multifamily Pro Brainstorming Session. Two separate events, but running almost simultaneously in Dallas, Texas. That's September 16th and 17th. I'll have links to those events in the show notes. And if you do need a speaker, I speak at industry and trade association events and conferences designed for entrepreneurs who actively run their own business. So that's it for episode number 57, online video. Thanks to Steve Garfield for all the great information. The book is Get Seen. I'll have a link in the show notes if you want to buy that. Please go to iTunes and subscribe to Power to the Small Business so that you never miss an episode of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the Small Business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the internet show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the internet show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.